Welcome to another episode of Tech Pulse, where we bring you the latest and greatest in technology news. Today, we're diving into a story that's both chilling and inspiring. From tech pioneers to extremists, Belarusian founders face exile and statelessness.
This story highlights the plight of Tatiana Marinich and Anastasia Kamyankova, founders of the startup hub Imaguru in Minsk. They've been sentenced to a combined 23 years in prison by Belarusian authorities, labeled as extremists for their pro-entrepreneurial work.
What really stands out here is the stark contrast between their innovative efforts and the harsh response from the government. How has this situation evolved over the years?
Imaguru was pivotal in launching Eastern European tech success stories. However, as Marinich explained, their work was deemed dangerous by the Lukashenko regime, escalating to full criminalization of independent business. Marinich now finds herself stateless in Spain, a testament to the severe repercussions faced by these tech pioneers.
This reminds me of the broader challenges faced by innovators in restrictive environments. How might this impact the tech landscape in Belarus and beyond?
The crackdown stifles innovation and deters future entrepreneurs, potentially leading to a brain drain. It's a significant setback for Belarus's tech ecosystem, which had shown promise in fostering startups.
Switching gears, let's talk about a major milestone in global communication. WhatsApp now has more than 3 billion users a month.
Indeed, WhatsApp has surpassed 3 billion monthly users, a testament to its enduring popularity. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg highlighted this during their Q1 results conference call, emphasizing WhatsApp's role as a key distribution platform for Meta's AI services.
That's an incredible number. What factors have contributed to this explosive growth?
WhatsApp's user-friendly interface and ad-free experience have been crucial. Since its acquisition by Facebook in 2014, it has remained a staple in global communication, now serving as a significant platform for Meta's AI strategy.
The implications for Meta's business strategy are profound, especially with their focus on AI integration. Speaking of AI, let's explore Sam Altman's eye-scanning project launches cryptocurrency in the U.S.
WorldCoin, co-founded by Sam Altman, is now available in the U.S. This project involves scanning users' eyes with metallic orbs to create a blockchain-based ID and distribute cryptocurrency. It's a unique intersection of biometric data and digital currency.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel. How exactly does this eye-scanning process work, and what are the incentives for users?
Users receive 16 WorldCoin LD upon scanning their eyes. Those already registered with the World app in the U.S. get 150 WLD as a pioneer grant. This initiative aims to establish a secure digital identity on the blockchain.
It's intriguing how biometric verification is being tied to cryptocurrency. Now, let's shift focus to corporate strategies with Meta ramps up AI spending again.
Meta is significantly increasing its AI investment, raising projected capital spending to $72 billion. This move underscores Meta's commitment to enhancing its AI capabilities across platforms.
That's a hefty investment. What drives Meta to allocate such resources towards AI development?
Despite a potential slowdown in business growth, Meta sees AI as critical for future competitiveness. The spending aligns with their broader strategy to integrate AI into user experiences, rivaling industry giants like Google.
Meta's aggressive AI push is certainly a trend to watch. Now let's delve into a legal battle with Epic Games just scored a win against Apple.
Epic Games has secured a legal victory that could see Fortnite return to the iOS App Store. A judge ruled Apple was in willful violation of a 2021 injunction against anti-competitive pricing practices.
This case has been ongoing for quite some time. What does this ruling mean for app developers and the industry at large?
The ruling may set a precedent for app store policies, potentially easing restrictions on developers. It highlights ongoing tensions between platform owners and app creators over revenue sharing and market access.
It's a significant development for digital marketplaces. Next, let's look at social media dynamics, with Threads tops 350M monthly users after adding 30M in the quarter.
Threads, Meta's competitor to X, has reached 350 million monthly users, growing by 30 million in just one quarter. This reflects its rising popularity and competitive edge in the social media landscape.
That's impressive growth. How does Threads' user base compare to its competitors, and what's driving this increase?
Threads' growth outpaces newer competitors like Blue Sky, which has about 35 million users. Meta's integration strategies and user engagement features have been key to attracting more users.
The social media wars continue to heat up. Now, let's discuss a leadership shakeup with Tesla's board reportedly sought a successor while Musk wheeled around Washington.
Tesla's board has reportedly been exploring successors for Elon Musk amid concerns over his divided focus. Musk's political engagements have coincided with Tesla's first annual sales decline in over a decade.
Musk's multifaceted roles have always been a topic of discussion. What are the potential implications for Tesla's leadership and market position?
A leadership change could impact Tesla's strategic direction and investor confidence. Musk's commitment to Tesla remains crucial as the company navigates market challenges and competition.
It's a pivotal moment for Tesla. Let's move on to AI ethics, with study accuses LM Arena of helping top AI labs game its benchmark.
A study accuses LM Arena of allowing select AI companies to manipulate benchmark scores, raising concerns about the integrity of AI research. Companies like Meta and OpenAI allegedly benefited from private testing opportunities.
This raises important questions about fairness in AI development. What are the broader implications for the AI community?
The allegations could lead to calls for greater transparency and standardization in AI benchmarking. Ensuring fair competition is vital for fostering innovation and trust in AI technologies.
Transparency in AI is indeed crucial. Up next, let's explore Amazon's latest innovation with Amazon launches Nova Premier, its most capable AI model yet.
Amazon's Nova Premier is a powerful AI model capable of processing text, images, and videos. It's designed for complex tasks requiring deep contextual understanding and precise execution, enhancing Amazon's AI offerings.
Nova Premier sounds like a significant step forward. How might this model impact Amazon's services and the broader AI landscape?
The model's capabilities could enhance Amazon's cloud services and applications, positioning the company as a leader in AI-driven solutions. It reflects Amazon's commitment to staying competitive in the rapidly evolving AI market.
Amazon's AI advancements are certainly noteworthy. Let's discuss a bold prediction, with Meta forecasted it would make $1.4 in revenue from generative AI by 2035.
Meta projects its generative AI technologies could generate up to $1.4 trillion in revenue by 2035. This forecast underscores AI's growing role in driving future business growth and innovation.
That's an ambitious forecast. What factors contribute to such a high revenue potential from generative AI?
Meta's revenue sharing agreements, AI assistant features, and possible ad integrations are key drivers. The company's strategic focus on AI monetization is expected to unlock significant value over the next decade.
Meta's AI ambitions are truly expansive. Now let's talk about security, with Sam Altman's World unveils a mobile verification device.
Tools for Humanity has introduced the Orb Mini, a mobile device designed to verify human identity. It features sensors for eyeball scanning, aiming to distinguish humans from AI agents in digital interactions.
This technology seems poised to enhance digital security. What are the potential applications and benefits of such a device?
The Orb Mini could streamline identity verification across platforms, improving security and user experience. It's part of a broader effort to establish digital proof of human tools as AI becomes more prevalent.
It's a fascinating development in identity verification. Let's explore collaborations with world partners with Tinder, Visa, to bring its ID verifying tech to more places.
World has partnered with Tinder and Visa to expand its ID verifying technology. This collaboration aims to enhance security and streamline verification processes across different platforms and services.
How might these partnerships impact user experience and digital security?
The integration with Tinder and Visa could offer users a seamless verification experience, reducing fraud and enhancing trust. It demonstrates the growing importance of biometric ID solutions in various sectors.
It's a significant step for digital identity solutions. Now, let's discuss Microsoft's AI advancements. With Microsoft's most capable new 5.4 AI model rivals the performance of far larger systems.
Microsoft's 5.4 AI model is designed to compete with larger systems, offering robust reasoning capabilities. It's part of Microsoft's effort to provide powerful AI tools for developers building applications at the edge.
What makes the 5.4 model stand out in the competitive AI landscape?
5.4's performance on benchmarks rivals larger models, despite its smaller size. Its design for educational applications like embedded tutoring highlights Microsoft's focus on practical, scalable AI solutions.
Microsoft's approach to AI development is certainly innovative. Let's wrap up with a strategic conversation in Sundar Pichai and Tim Cook talked about Gemini deal, Pichai says.
Google's Sundar Pichai and Apple's Tim Cook discussed integrating Google's Gemini AI chatbot into iPhones. Although Apple chose ChatGPT, the talks highlight ongoing strategic collaborations in AI integration.
It's interesting to see these tech giants negotiating AI partnerships. What could this mean for future AI integrations on Apple devices?
Apple's openness to integrating various AI chatbots suggests a flexible approach to enhancing its AI capabilities. This could lead to more diverse AI functionalities on Apple devices in the future.
It's a dynamic time for AI collaborations. Finally, let's discuss Meta delayed reasoning version of Llama 4.
Meta delayed the release of a reasoning version of its Llama 4 model due to performance issues. This delay comes as rivals like OpenAI and Google have already launched similar models.
Delays in tech development can be challenging. What are the potential impacts of this delay on Meta's AI strategy?
The delay may affect Meta's competitive positioning in the reasoning model space. However, it also provides an opportunity to refine the model, ensuring it meets high-performance standards upon release.
It's crucial to balance innovation with quality. That wraps up today's episode of Tech Pulse. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time with more cutting-edge tech insights.